I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. The Tuscaloosa City Council has approved a deal that will allow the ride-sharing service Uber to begin operations in the city within a month. The Tuscaloosa News reports the council voted 6-1 yesterday to change its vehicle-for-hire ordinance to allow Uber, as well as similar companies, to begin operations. Tuscaloosa Mayor Walter Maddox says he plans to sign the amended ordinance into law. Councilman Kip Tyner cast the lone dissenting vote on the council. The Tuscaloosa News reports Tyner expressed concerns that the city's traditional taxi and limousine companies are not treated fairly by the new rules. He says each taxi or limo driver has to purchase their own business license, but the new ordinance will allow a single blanket license to cover all of Uber's drivers. A group is working to build statewide support for Congress to end the travel and trade embargo with Cuba. Engage Cuba held a council meeting in Mobile yesterday, laying out their plans. The council has representatives from agriculture, business, education, and government leaders from across the state. Luke Albee is a senior advisor to Engage Cuba. He hopes to expand trade with Cuba in order to provide more opportunity for Alabama businesses.
What we have found is an incredible amount of interest all over the country in changing our policy toward Cuba. And Alabama is a perfect example of a state that really stands to benefit dramatically with opening up trade.
The organization has launched additional councils in 8 other states and moves to Mississippi today to launch a council there as well. Wrongful death lawsuits are being filed against a former NASA astronaut in West Alabama. APR's Stan Ingold reports the lawsuits have been filed in state and federal court.
Authorities have said 11-year-old Naomi James and 13-year-old Jaleb Harler were killed in a crash that left 2 others injured on June 6 in rural West Alabama. 59-year-old former NASA astronaut James Halsall has been charged with reckless murder in the crash and now faces wrongful death lawsuits in Tuscaloosa County and in federal court. Latrice Parler identifies herself in court documents as the girl's custodial parent. Parler is suing in federal court, while injured passenger Pernell James filed a lawsuit in Tuscaloosa County. Halsall flew 5 times on the space shuttle. That includes one mission that tested construction techniques for the International Space Station. Stan Ingold, APR News.
And authorities have determined that the cause of a fire on Auburn University's main campus earlier this week was most likely electrical. The Alabama Fire Marshal's Office has determined that Monday's blaze in Louder Hall appears to have originated from a light and ballast on the first floor of the building. Auburn officials say the building's core structure remains intact despite significant damage to multiple classrooms and offices. Classes and offices have been relocated for the rest of the summer semester. Now your forecast.
Lots of sunshine on this Wednesday. Temperatures topping out in the low 90s. Tonight, lows back in the upper 60s to near 70. Clear skies, not as humid tonight for Thursday. Another hot day will top out in the low 90s on Thursday and Friday. Mainly sunny skies. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.